from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Didn't we talk about you
Colorado
singing?
Colorado Bowl. What?
We talked about you singing.
Yeah.
Or more like not singing.
Yeah, well, you know what? You don't want me to sing? Then
I don't.
You can cover your ears, or you can go out in the hallway or something like that.
Okay,
if you don't like my lyrical stylings of the Colorado fight song, which my Buffaloes, a black and yellow stampede, is heading towards North Dakota State tonight. And watch out. It is going to be, I hope, at least a good start to the year for my Buffs.
I took
Despite
the points.
The fact I'm not happy with my team, I'm not happy with the head coach. I think that banning that reporter, if you don't know about this, Deion Sanders banned a reporter from the Denver Post from coming into the locker room and asking any questions because he was mean to him. Oh, he was mean to Coach Prime, which I think is softer than freshly fallen snow. I honestly think that's one of the softest things you can possibly do, especially a guy like Deion Sanders, by the way, who's not exactly someone who shies away from criticizing others. You know, like give it a rest there, Deion. You know, you're very quick to call out the NCAA. You're very quick to call out other teams, other programs, guys on your own team, players on other teams, things like that. And now some reporter at the Post starts needling you a little bit, and you ban him? That's ridiculous. Anyways, the Colorado Buffaloes do have, whatever you think about them, whatever you think about Coach Prime there, they do have some high-end talent on this team, and they do have some guys, at least one, who a lot of people in these early 2025 NFL draft projections are saying may go in the top 10, top 5, maybe even top 3 if we're talking Travis Hunter or Shedeur Sanders. We'll see what kind of seasons they actually have. But with college football starting right now, we all know, all right? I mean, I'm not going to pretend like this is going to be some very serious college football segment here, because I know the audience we're talking to, and I know that college football in this area is just not very popular.
However, UNH is playing tonight in Orlando.
Listen. Good for them, and I'm a big fan of UNH, but I don't think that...
I took the 39.5.
Hey, me too. That's a very big number for Central Florida. But yeah, listen, I like UNH. I covered them when I worked for ESPN New Hampshire, and I think it's a great program and sort of everything else. And I understand that college football around these parts is not a very big thing. It's not a big moneymaker, and it's certainly not a big talker. But if you're a Patriots fan who believes that this is going to be a lost season, a season that you can just basically give up on after week one, and I think the announcement this morning has driven a lot of people in that direction, you should be watching this college football season. Mm-hmm. You should be scouting these guys out. You should be looking around and thinking, who's going to work on this team? Because it's not like it was before, where you didn't really care. All right, you know, Gronkowski in Arizona. Never heard of him. Let's see if he works. Oh, wow, Tom Brady and him are the two best connection in the history of sports. How about that? You know, it doesn't really matter. I don't know. I don't know much about this guy, Seymour. I don't know much about this guy, who's the other kid? Nate Solder, you know, another Colorado guy, right? You know, there's plenty of guys that were drafted in the first round over the year. Who's this linebacker Mayo from Tennessee? Never heard of him. Let's see if he's any good. And it didn't really matter because you had Tom Brady and you were going to be there in the AFC Championship game, mostly no matter who you drafted. And now that's all over. Now it's all over. Now, Patriots fans, you got to be college football fans. You got to start watching these games. You got to start scouting these players. You got to start remembering these names. I would suggest, and this is just for me to you, just a little piece of friendly advice, maybe go out and purchase that NCAA video game. All right? That's a very easy way to sort of scroll through all the rosters, see who's good, see who's rated high, see who maybe the Patriots could look at with their first overall pick next season.
You're pimping video games
that
now?
Type
you getting
of thing.
Paid for this?
I'm just saying. I don't think a lot of people here are really all that in tune with college football. So I'm saying a good way to get up to speed on that, maybe to go out and get the game and scroll through the rosters and see who's who and what's what and what teams are good and what players are good.
Or just watch the big teams.
That too.
Watch LSU for Will Campbell, your left tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Texas has a left tackle. I forgot his name, but watch Texas. You want to watch it anyway. Also has Quinn Ewers, who will be in the mix of quarterbacks, which could affect your draft pick situation, trades, whatever. Watch Colorado that has a quarterback and a slash wide receiver cornerback
yes.
that could be in the mix. Watch Michigan that has a top cornerback that in a mock draft, Field Yates already used a pick on, I believe it's Will Johnson, their corner. Patriots taking Will
Johnson.
I saw
that. I hated that, by the way.
Hated
oh,
it.
Oh, did
Couldn't
I hate
it
that
more.
So much.
Oklahoma has a elite pass rusher.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually a bunch of edge rushers in this draft class or projected draft class coming up. But most of the elite talent, yeah, just watch Texas, Oklahoma. Probably wouldn't hurt to watch Georgia. They usually have a lot. Oh, Carson Beck is going to be in the mix as the
Absolutely.
Number one pick, the quarterback.
Texas has a bunch of good receivers every year, it seems like.
Right.
Ohio State has
a stud receiver.
Definitely.
I believe he's a freshman, so he won't be in this draft class. But, just watch the big schools. And when the announcer when Kirk Herbstreit says, this guy's the best player on the team, perk up. See if he's going to be draft eligible this year.
All right. 617-779-7937 is the phone number.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.